Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chof Aleph, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Chof Amid Beis V'loy Bezefes. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema to Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So yesterday we began the second perek of Masechta Shabbos, perek B'mem Madlikin, which begins with a well-known Mishnah, very well-known if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and that is B'mem Madlikin U'B'meh Ein Madlikin. What is kosher to be used as a wick? What is not kosher to be used as a wick? What is kosher to be used as fuel? What is not kosher to be used as fuel? We're talking specifically about the mitzvah to light candles every Erev Shabbos. And Chazal said that not all wicks, not all oils are kosher for Hadlokas Neira Shabbos. And really, Hatzada Shava Shebahen, of everything that the Mishnah mentioned, is that one has to use wicks and fuel that will allow the light to be Oyla Yafa. If, however, there's concern that maybe this candle won't light properly, then it's not kosher to be used for Neir Shabbos. We'll see a little bit more about that in the Gemara, but for now, the Gemara is continuing to discuss the technical aspect of this sugya, and that is, what is it that Ein Madlikin? So the Mishnah had mentioned the first group of Ein Madlikin, things that are not kosher to be used as wicks. The second part of the Mishnah discusses things that are not kosher to be used as oil. Yesterday we went through the Gemara that explained the first half of the Mishnah. Now we're going to go through the Gemara that explains the second half of the Mishnah. B'loy b'zefes. You're not allowed to use zefes. Says the Gemara, what is zefes? Zefes zifta. Pitch. Shaiva, the Mishnah said you're not allowed to use. What is that? Kirusa, it's wax. Tana. Adkam psul psilis. Everything mentioned up until Zephes and Shaiva were things that are not kosher to be used as wick. Mikam ve'elach psul shmanim. From Zephes and Shaiva, towards the end of the Mishnah, it's discussing things that aren't allowed to use as oil. Freit the Gemara Pshita, it's obvious. Meaning, it's clear from the things that the Mishnah said in Madlikin, which are not okay to be used as wick and which are not okay to be used as oil. Certain things the Mishnah mentioned, it could have been a havamina, did be kosher as psilois. Certain things the Mishnah mentioned, it would have been a havamina, could be used as oil. Why did the Gemara have to clarify this? So the Gemara says, Shaivet Shrichle, there was one chiddush here, and that is wax. Maybe when the Mishnah mentioned Shaiva, not only is it not okay to be used as oil, maybe it can't be used as wick either. Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush, that you're allowed to use Shaiva as a psilo. You're only not allowed to use Shaiva as oil. As if to say, there's two parts of the Mishnah. There are things that are not okay to be used as psilois, they can be used as shmonim. And then there are things that are not okay to be used as shmonim, they can be used as psilois. Omer Rabbi Bar Abin, itrona, itron, psulta de zifta. It's the psoiles of zephes. It's the residue of pitch. Shaiva, wax, psulta de dovsha. It's the psoiles that comes from honey, says the Gemara, l'may nafkimino, l'mekachamemka. Rashi says, if somebody sells somebody shaiva, could he give him the psoiles of dvash? Being that shaiva is sometimes used to describe the psoiles of dvash, so if two people agree on a transaction, I will sell to you shaiva, you can give him psoilus advash, and you can fulfill your obligation with that. Tanu Rabban on kol elu shomer im adlikim bem Shabbos. Everything that the Mishnah said you're not allowed to use for candles on Shabbos, avod oisim mehem meduro, you're allowed to make a large fire with them on Shabbos. Meaning, when you light candles Friday night, so you don't light a huge fire, you light candles, a leichter, a ner. That's what the mitzvah is. If, however, a person is going to light a large fire, so you're allowed to make the large fire even from these things. And says the Braisa, bein leschamim kenegda, it doesn't matter if the purpose of this fire is for you to warm yourself, bein leshtamish la'ira, or if the purpose of it is because you need the light, bein al gabi karka, it doesn't matter if this fire is on the ground, bein al gabi kiru, if it's on a oven, lo'y asru elo las mem psilo ner bevat. This halach of the Mishnah, all the Ein Madlikins, is only as it relates to a ner. But as it relates to a large fire, it's not going to be a problem. Why? It's because the yesod of the halach of the Mishnah is that being that the ner is not oilo yafo, we're concerned on Shabbos shema yata. Just like we had in the Yudches Dvarim, lo yikru lo ira ner, lo yifala kelev lo ira ner. So it's for the same reason the Chachamim said, don't make neris using these candles. A candle, there's a concern shema yata. But there's no concern shemayata when it comes to a very large fire. The fire is going to be oily off. You don't have to worry about it. So being that you don't have to worry, in those instances, it's not an issue. The Mishnah said, v'loy v'shemen kik. You're not allowed to use oil that's from Kik. Says the Gemara, Maisha Mikik Amash Shmuel, Shal Tinu L'chom L'noi Chayitzi Yam of Amrli. I spoke to all the travelers and they told me, Oif Echad Yesh B'Krake Ayam, there's one bird somewhere out there, the Kik Shemai, it's called Kik. And they made, people did, oil from that bird. And that's the Shem and Kik that the Mishnah is referring to. Rabbi Yitzchak, Berei de Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Mishchot de Kaza. What it means is oil that comes from katan. If you take a look at Rashi, the last wide line on the top. Shemen sha'oisen migarine tsemer gefen shekoyren katan. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish says, Kikoyen de Yoyna. The word kik is short for kikoyen, as in the famous kikoyen de Yoyna, the end of the story of Yoyna. So Yoyna was feeling down, and Hashem had this kikoyen, this plant, appear in front of Yoyna. Yoyna sat underneath the shade of the kikoyen, and he had a lot of simcha from it. Either way, a kikoyen is a type of plant. From that plant, people made oil, and that's what shemen kik is. It's not shemen kik. It's shemen kikoyin de yoyna. I'm a rabbi barbarchano. I saw the kikoyin de yoyna. And it looks like the tsloy liva. Umidafishki ravi. It grows on ponds. People used to hang them at the entrance of their stores. So the store owners used to take advantage of the shade that one gets from this kikoyin, and they would make the front of their stores look nice and smell nice and be a place that people wanted to come. From the seeds of this kikoyin, they would produce oil, hence the shemen kik of our Mishnah. People that weren't well used to sit underneath the shade. It was considered something that's good for refuah. The bottom line is that we have three pshatim in what shemen kik is. Either kik is a bird, it's the oil that comes from that bird, or it's mishcha de kaza, it's cotton seed oil, like Rashi says, cotton balaz, or it's shemen that comes from the kikoyin de yoyin. Amar Rabbo, psilos shavur chachamim im adlikim, all the psilos that the Mishnah said you're not allowed to use, the reason is, mepnesha, or it's because the flame flickers, meaning it doesn't produce a good light. If it doesn't produce a good flame, there's a gzeira shemayata. All the oils that the Mishnah said, meaning the safe of the Mishnah that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, it's for the similar reason. It's because the oil doesn't give so well to the psila. Again, it's not going to grow so well because it's not going to be a good fire. There's a concern of Shemayata. Abaya may Rabba. Abaya asked his Rebbe Rabba the following question. All the oils that the Mishnah said you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Mahu, what's the halacha? Sheyitein letoichon shemen kol shehu v'yadlik. So shemen kik, for example, is an oil that apparently doesn't take so well. As a result, you're not allowed to light your Shabbos candles with shemen kik. What if you would add a little bit of regular oil to your shemen kik? You would add shemen zayas to it. So then already, the shalheves would be oily off. The question is, in that case, is it okay to use the taruvois of shemen kik and shemen zayas? Or when the chachamim said you're not allowed to use shemen kik, they imposed this decree unequivocally. That even if you would have a taruvois now of shemen that really you should be able to use, still it wouldn't be okay. Meaning, what's the tzad it shouldn't be okay? Maybe it's a gzera. In theory, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to use a taruvos of shemen kik and shemen zayis. But maybe as a gzera that you may come to use shemen kik on its own, maybe the chachamim said it's not okay, or maybe not. Amalesi told him, ein madlikin. So again, Abaye asked this question to Rabba. Rabba told him, you cannot use all the shmonim that the Mishnah mentioned, even if you're me'ariv with those shmonim, the shemen that you're allowed to use. Amalei. So he told him, my time, but what's the reason? Meaning Abaye wanted Rabba to explain himself. So he told him back, lefisha ein madlikin. He says, you want to know why you're not allowed to use it? Because you're not allowed to use it. Meaning it sounds like he just didn't want to give him an answer. He said, you're not allowed to. That's the way it is. And the reason is, because. Because that's the answer. If you take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a whole bunch of places in Shas where the Gemara does that. He says, Ke'ein ze eruv in daf lamed vav amed aleph, ma'ikot in daf chavav amed beis, gitin daf samach amed aleph, nida daf samach amed aleph. And then he says, v'chein b'loshon ha-teira. You actually find this idea, you can't do something, you know why you can't do it? Because you can't do it. You find it in the Torah. Va'yikra perik chav beis, ashi yiyah boi mum lo yikrav, ki kol ish ashi boi mum lo yikrav. That's the reason. Key, why? Why can't you do it? Because you can't do it. Rabbi Kivegah says, number one, you find it in many places in the Gemara, and even better, you actually find it in the Pasuk in the Torah. So the bottom line is, Rabbi told Abai, you can't do it, and the reason you can't do it is because you can't do it. Right, the Gemara, Eisavei. So Abai asked the Kasha to Rabbi from a Braisa, Korach Tavash Madlikin Boy, Al Gabi Tavash Madlikin Boy. So this Braisa is not discussing oils, rather this Braisa is discussing wicks. So you took a wick that you're not allowed to be Madlik with, and then you wrapped it inside a wick that you are allowed to be madlik. So it's similar to the case of the oils. You have the Shemen Kik and the Shemen Zayas. Here you have two wicks. One that you're allowed to use, one that you're not allowed to use. And the outer one is the one that you're allowed to use. So what's the halacha? Ein madlikim, but you can't use it. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Shobeis Abba, hayu korchin psila agabe egos. That in his family, the minig was, is they would take a nut and they would wrap the egos, this nut, with a psilo umadlikin, and that's something they were madlik with. Ketani Mia, says the Gemara, madlikin. You see from Shimon Gamliel that they used to use it. Sabaya asked Rabbi a question, how could you tell me that you're not allowed to be ma'ar of a shemen that you're allowed to use with a shemen they're not allowed to use? Because of Xera, you may use the bad shemen on its own. You see, it's a machloikis tanoim regarding the psilois, and I don't see, said Abaya, why there should be a difference between shmonim and psilois. It's really one mishnah, it's a resha and a seifa, but it's really one halacha, and you see from the Braisa, in this machlokes tanam, the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said it's okay. So if Reb Shimon Gamliel said it's okay, so why Rebbe, in other words, Rabbi, why are you telling me it's not okay? That was Abaye's question to Rabbi. Amalei, so what did Rabbi tell Abaye? The obvious response, Adam Moisvesli mit Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Sayinu mit the Tanakam. You're asking me a question from Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? Bring a raya to me from the Tanakam. In other words, my psak is totally in a machlokes tanam. Okay, but why is it a kasha? It's a kasha because it doesn't stem with Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. For the same price, it's supported with the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Abaye told him, holy kasha, because Maisa Rav. In the Mishnah, the Chachamim just stated their opinion. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel did more than just state an opinion. He said, this was the minhag in our family. And anytime you can prove something from a story, it actually holds more weight in an argument than does merely someone stating a halacha. So Abaye felt that it was better to bring to ask a kasha from Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who didn't just state their halacha, but actually brought support because that was what Rav Shimon Gamliel said that he saw in his father's house, rather than bring a raya from the Tanakama. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, Mikol Moko im Kasha. Okay, so regardless, Abaya asked the Kasha to Rabba, then how could you, Rabba, tell me that you're not allowed to mix two oils, oil that you're allowed to use and oil you're not allowed to lose? L'chura, it's inconsistent with what Rav Shimon Gamliel reported that he saw in his family's house. He said they used to take a nut, they would wrap it around with a psila. A nut is something that's not kosher to be used as a psila. It's a bameh, a madlikin. He would wrap it with a psila, which is a bamen madlikin. So just like for the psilas, it's okay. You would think that the same should be as it relates to the shaman. So but the Gemara says, my love lahadlik, loy lahakfois. No. Rav Shimon Gamliel's family, when they did this, they weren't using it as wicks. Meaning he didn't take a knot, wrap it in a wick, and then use that as the candle itself, as the wick itself. He used the lahakfois to support the wick. That's what he used it for. Being that he used it to support the wick, that's why it was okay. It has nothing to do with our shaila. We're discussing using something as oil, using something as a psila that you're not allowed to use. You're going to use it as the shemen or as the psila. You're just going to combine it with something that you are allowed to use. Rav Shimon Gamliel's case was something else. He wasn't using it as shemen. He wasn't using it as psila. He was using it to support the candle. As support, that's not a problem. Says the Gemara, Ila Hakvis, my time in the Tanakama. If that's what's going on in that price, so then how do you understand the Tanakama? Why did Tanakama have a problem with it? Why is it a machloikis? So the Gemara says, you're right, there really is no machloikis. There can't be a Tanakama. Cooler Rav Shimon Gamliel, rather the entire brayse of Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'chsure mechsura, v'hachik tani. We have to do some surgery. We have to edit the brayse a little bit. And this is the way you read the brayse. Korach davash emadlikim boy, agabi davash emadlikim boy. If somebody would take a davash emadlikim boy and he would wrap it on top of a davash emadlikim boy, emadlikim boy, the halacha is it wouldn't be okay, which was Rabbi's halacha that he told Abaye. Rabbi said it related the oil, the Braisa is saying it regarding psiloids, but it's the same difference. But med var mamurin, here the Braisa adds the caveat lahadlik. This is only true if you're using it as the candle itself. Avalahak boys, but if you're only using it to support the candle, mutter, she Reb Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, because Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, shall base abba, you karchem sila gabi egos, says the Gemara, eini, is this all true? For amar rav broin amar rav, but I have another kasha. Rav broin is said in the name of rav, chelig mehutoch, if somebody has chelev, and he melted the chelev. Now the Mishnah said chelev is one of the things that emadlikin. Or kirvei dogim, you took the innards of fish, sheni moichu, that went bad, they dissolved. Adam noisin l'toichay shemin kol shumadlik. You're allowed to mix it together with proper oil, and you can use it. Now again, here you have a taruves of something you're not allowed to use, the chelev and the kirvei dogim. You're mixing it together with something you are allowed to use, and you see it's okay, says the Gemara. No, it's different, because really those things, chelev, mehutach, and kirvei dogim, really you should be able to use. Ordinary chelev you can't use. To use fish ordinarily would not be okay. But if the chelev is mehutach, or the dogim were already nimoichu, in that case really it would be fine. The only reason it's not okay is because of a gzeira atu regular chelev, and it's a gzeira atu regular dogim. We'll just speak out the question, the Gemara's teretz outside first. So what the Gemara is going to say is that over here, if we would say to use the chelev mehutach that was mixed with proper oil, and it still shouldn't be okay, that would be already a gzeira ligzeira. Because really, chelev mehutach itself is fine. Once it's dissolved, once it's melted, it's okay. It's just the gzeira atu proper chelev. Okay. And to use something betaruvas really should also be okay. It's only a gzeira you may use it, shalai betaruvas. So to make a gzeira, ligzeira, there you don't say this halacha. So let's see it inside. Rabbi said, Hani mimshichi beinai. Really, these things are good. You should be able to use the chelev, mehutach. You should be able to use the kirvei dogim sheni moicho. It's vahani loy mimshichu beinai. The gozu rabbanon al chelev mehutach mishum chelev sheinu mehutach. It's just that the rabbanon made a gzeira atu chelev sheinu mehutach. Val kirvei dogim sheinu moichu mishum kirvei dogim sheinu moichu. And they said the kirvei dogim that are nimoyach are not okay because of a gzeira atu the kirvei dogim that were nimoyach. Says the Gemara, v'ligzo nami chelev mehutach v'kirvei dogim sheinu moichu shenasal l'toichen shemen mishum chelev mehutach v'kirvei dogim sheinu moichu shalai natal l'soichen shemen. Said the Gemara, he goof a gzeira v'anan nekem v'nigzo gzeira l'gzeira. So it was the Gemara long-winded way of saying what we just said, that Rabba said, I stand by my position. And that is, if you would take any one of the Shmonim or the Psilis that the Mishnah says, Madlikin, and you would combine it with something that you are allowed to use, it wouldn't be okay. That was Rabba's Shita. It's what he told Abaye when Abaye asked him the question, and he said, I stand by my position. Ah, you're going to ask me a question from Rav. Rav Bruna said in the name of Rav, Chelev mehutach v'kirvei dogim sheni moichu, which are dvarim she'im adlikim behen, odam noisim l'toichon shemen, umadlik, and then it's okay. That's because those things are really only awesome in the Rabbanon. Whereas a gzeira atu this iser the rabban. This is all of the rabbanon. But that's only asam mishum gzeira. And the whole iser rabba said that I hold that you can't be ma'ariv a davash madlikin with a davash madlikin is also a gzeira. So that's gzeira l'gzeira. Gzeira l'gzeira I'm not worried about. But where it's only one gzeira, that's where this halacha stands. Zok de gemara. Me inyan le'inyan. Tani Rami Bar Chama. Psilos u'shmanim shamru chachamim emadlikim ebbe Shabbos. All the psilos and shmanim that the chachamim say you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Emadlikim ebbe Mikdosh. Not only you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos, but you weren't allowed to use them in the Beis HaMikdosh either. Mishum shenem lahalo yisner tamid. Of course, talking about the menorah. The menorah had to be lahalo yisner tamid. Had to be a proper ner. And the Gemara explains who tani lavu amalo k'deisha teishaleves oiva me'eleha. That lahalo yis means the ner has to be able to exist on its own, but if it needs something else to help it do its thing, then it's not okay. In other words, we learn from the pasuk lahalos ner tamid that the only time you could use something and it will be kosher as a ner on the menorah is if the shalheves will be oila me'eleh. If it won't be oila me'eleh, it's not okay. All the things mentioned in the Mishnah is because the shalheves is not oilam eilel. May need a little bit of help. Gzeira shemayata. So the same halach is true by the menorah, that if there's a concern that you may need a davar acha, you may have to tilt it, you may have to be yata, not that you'll be over chil Shabbos, but simply you'll have to facilitate it in some way, so it's not oilam eilel. In that case, it's not going to be okay. Says the Gemara. Tanakh, we learned to the Mishnah. Mi baloi michnasei kayhanim umehem yoneim, the worn out Michnasayim that the Kehanim used to wear, as in their Big Day Kahuna, and their gartels, also known as the Avnet, Hayamafkiyim. So once it was worn out, what did they do with it? So they would tear it up, Umehem Adlikin, and they would use it for wicks. That's what they would do with it. So fake the Gemara, how you allowed to do that? What's the Kasha? The Kasha is from the gartel. The Avnet was made of a combination of wool and linen. In fact, the Avnet was Kalayim, which is, of course, the subject of a lot of raid, specifically Kachim raid, as how was it that the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash were allowed to wear shatnis
v'hadvarim atikin. But the point is, there was wool in the avnet. Now, wool is a dover she'im adlikin boy. Now, the Mishnah never mentioned wool. The Braisa did. The Braisa on the bottom of Daf Chof Amud Beis said, Tana hoisifu aleim shal tsemer v'shal sar. So the Chachamim added in a Braisa to the list of e'im adlikin, tsemer, that you're not allowed to use wool. The Avnet had wool in it. If the Avnet had wool, and you're telling me that all the things that Eimadlikim and Meshavis, Eimadlikim and Bemikdosh, Sefreit the Gemara, how were they allowed to take the worn out gartel of the Kayhanim and use it as whips in the Beis HaMikdosh? L'chura, I thought that halacha is that the psilois who shmonim sha'amru chachamim eimadlikim behem b'shabbos eimadlikim behem b'mikdash, says the Gemara Simchas Beis HaShe'ev HaShani. When it says that they used the worn out clothing of the kayhanim to make fire, they weren't talking about the menorah. The menorah they couldn't, because the menorah it says lahalois ner tamid. What it's referring to is Simchas Beis HaShe'ev. Simchas Beis HaShe'ev, that's already a whole different fire. For Simchas Beis HaShe'ev, there it was okay. Now Tosfos asks Akasha, Simchas Beis HaShe'ev, who says they were even allowed to use the Big Day Kahuna for the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva? The Gemara says that Big Day Kahuna Shabalu Mayalim Bahem. There was a Hilchas Me'ilah as it relates to the Big Day Kahuna. So if it's subject to the laws of Me'ilah, you could just use it for Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. It was a party. So you're allowed to use it for Me'ilah. So Tosfos says in one of his Terutzin that the whole purpose of the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva was related to one of the Karbanos. Nisuch HaMayim, the special carbon that was brought on Sukkot, who sha'afte mayim besasin. Really, it's a big machlokes rishonim. Why there was a Simchas Beis HaShe'eva on Sukkot? Rashi in Masechet Sukkot says, like Tosfos says right here in Perek Bamem Adlikin, it was related to sha'afte mayim besasin. The Rambam says it was related to Simchas Yontif. But the point is that, being that it Tosfos holds, it was related to Nisuch HaMayim, so it was related to a carbon. If it's related to a carbon, it's Tzorech carbon. If it's Tzorech carbon, so there's no problem of Me'ilah. But either way, that's the Gemara's teret. They didn't use the gartel for the menorah. It's a dover she madlikim b'hem b'shabbos. It's not okay for the menorah either. They use it for Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, you're allowed to use it. But the Gemara says, Toshma, I have another kasha. The Tani Rabba Bar Masno, Big Day Kuna Shabalu, Mafki and Oysan. If the Big Kuna go bad, they're worn out, meaning they can't be used anymore, not be fitting to be used as priestly garments. So what did they do? Mafki and Oysan, they would tear it. Umehen Hoyu Oysan, Psilois Lamikdash. Here it says clearly, they used it as psilois, says the Gemara. Psilois is not for the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, it sounds like we're using it for the menorah. So the Gemara says, my love the Kalayim, and aren't we talking about all the Big Day Kahuna, even the Kalayim? Now here it doesn't say Hem Yoneim, it doesn't mention the Gartel, it just says Big Day Kahuna Shabalo. But presumably all the Big Day Kahuna, the Gemara says, Loidabo, it's only the ones that were made of linen. The ones that were made of linen, that's a Dovash Madlikim Bahen. But the ones that are made of wool is a Dovash Madlikim Bahen, and the Dvar Mishay Madlikim Bahen, the Shabbos, a Madlikim Bahen, bim menorah. So just to exhale for a second, the Gemara now is going to make one of the great left turns of all time. And the Gemara now is going to digress for three dafin. And the Gemara is going to talk about Chanukah. So it's going to be Yontif and the Vachin now for the next few days. It's not Mamish and Yonah the Yoma. But we have now three dafin of Chanukah, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Psilois ushmanim shamru chachamim madlikim b'shabbos. All the psilois ushmanim that the chachamim said, ain't madlikim b'shabbos, ain't madlikim b'chanukah. You're not allowed to use them for ner chanukah either. Bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol. And it doesn't matter if you're lighting chanukah lecht on a Tuesday or if you're lighting chanukah lecht erev Shabbos kodesh. Either way, all the psilois and the shmanim, the bameh madlikim and the bameh ain't madlikim of our Mishnah, it relates to Shabbos, of course. We just said it relates to the menorah. And not just that, Rav Huna, the Amora, said that it relates to Chanukah as well. And he said, Bein b'Shabbos, Bein b'Chol. Amar Rav. So Rav explained Rav Huna. He said, my time with the Rav Huna. Kasavar. It's because Rav Huna held two halachas. Number one, Kofsa Zokukla. Number two, Umutta Lishnam Mishma'ira. So these are two very important halachas of Hilchas Chanukah. Number one, Kofsa Zokukla means if somebody lights the menorah, right after he lights the menorah, the candle extinguishes. Does he have to light it again, or does he not have to light it again? Says Rava, Rav Huna must have been of the opinion, Kofsa Zokukla. And being that all the psilas and shman of Amar Mishnah are things where there's a concern that the shalheves may not be oyla yafa, so Rav Huna was worried that you're going to light your Chanukah lech, and then it's going to be kafsa. Why? Because the shalheves is not oyla yafa. And what happens if afterwards you're going to be negligent and you're not going to relight it? You'll think you lit it already. You're not going to light it a second time. So you may end up not being mekayim your mitzvahs Chanukah because kafsa zakukla. You have an obligation to light it again. So said Rav, that's why Rav Huna held that all the psilas and shmanim in our Mishnah, that ein madlikim ben b'shabbes also ein madlikim b'chav for the same reason. It's based on the same core principle. It's based on the same mitzius, the same reality, that these lights don't light very well. And as a result, on Shabbos you worry Shema Yata, and on Chanukah you worry Kav Sezokoklo. You may not go ahead and do what you're supposed to do. Now that would explain why you're not allowed to use it the whole week. What about Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, if it extinguishes you anyway, is not allowed to go and light it again. Because you light right before the Zman. So by the time it's Kofs, it's probably going to be Shabbos. So you can't do it either. That's for a different reason. That Rav has said is because Rav Huna also held Mutar L'Shtamesh L'Oira. And being that Mutar L'Shtamesh L'Oira, you're allowed to benefit from the Chanukah Lech. There's a concern that you may sit and learn by the Chanukah Lech or eat by the Chanukah Lech Friday night, and you have the same Gzeirah that you have with regards to the Neir Shabbos, Gzeirah Shemayata. Gzeirah Shemayata is predicated on the fact that you're allowed to personally benefit from it. If you couldn't benefit from it, so then what's the concern Shemayata? You're not using it anyways. It's because Rav Huna held Mutar L'Shtamesh L'Oira, said Rava, that's why he was worried about using it on Shabbos as well. So again, Rav Huna said, "Psilos u'shmonim she'amru chachamim ein madlikim behem b'Shabbos, so too ein madlikim behem b'Chanukah." And he singled out bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol. You know why he said bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol? Because it's two separate halachas, two separate reasons. B'chol, you can't use it because kaf sezakiklo. It's a concern that it may extinguish, the light doesn't go so well, and you may have to relight it, and you're not going to relight it, and you're going to come out being negligent in the halachas of Chanukah. On Shabbos, it's for a different reason. It's because of Mutar L'Shtamesh L'Oira. Rav Chisda argued with Rav Huna. He said, Madlikin behen b'choil avaloi b'Shabbos. He said, all the psilas shmarim you're allowed to use during the week. It's only on Shabbos you can't use it. Why? Kosovar. So the Gemara says, you know what? Shana Rav Chisda is. Based on what Rav said, we could do the math. Because he holds kafsa ein zakakla. He holds that once it extinguishes, you're not obligated to relight it, so what's the big deal? Why can't you use it during the week? What are you worried about? It may extinguish, so what? Ein zakaklo, you were yoytzer in a mitzvah. Once you lit the candles, you were yoytzer. Umutal l'shtamesh l'oira. But he holds mutal l'shtamesh l'oira. So on Shabbos, he was concerned, Shemayata. See, he wasn't worried about kofsa, but he was worried about mutal l'shtamesh l'oira. Amarav zeir, amarav mas, novamil, amarav zeir, amarav, a third sheet. Apsil, sushmanu, shamru, chachom, eim, madlikim, eim, shabbos, madlikim, eim, chanukah. You could use it on Chanukah. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Amarav Yirmiyos, Rabbi Yirmiyos said, my time in the Rav. What's pshadin? Who holds that you can use it on Shabbos and you could use it for Chol. So again, we can do the math already. Because he disagreed with both of these halachas. Number one, he holds kafsa ein zakakla. So why wouldn't you use it during the week? Because what happens if it extinguishes? It's not a problem. And also he holds asa l'shtamesh l'oira. And being that he holds that asa l'shtamesh l'oira, so there's no concern that you may come to be matta on Shabbos. Both concerns are not prevalent. And as a result, halacha is you're allowed to use it. The bottom line is we have three shittas over here. The psilas and shmona of our Mishnah. That you're not allowed to use for Shabbos. Can you use it for Chanukah or can you not? According to one shita, you cannot use it bein b'Shabbos bein b'chol. According to another shita, you're allowed to use it for Chol. You can't use it for Shabbos. And according to the third shita, you are allowed to use it both for Chol and for Shabbos. And what does it depend on? It depends on where you stand as it relates to Kafsa Zakagla, Kafsa Ein Zakagla. And it depends on where you stand as it relates to Mutal Lishtamish Ba'ira or not, or also Lishtamish Ba'ira, says the Gemara. Amru Rabbanon Kameda Abaya Mishmeda Rabbi Yirmiya. The Rabbanon said over in the presence of Abaya, in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya, this halacha. That my time of the Rav, Kosovar, Kofso, Ein Zakaklov, also Lishtamish Lahira. For like Kibla, but Abai didn't accept it. He wasn't Makabal all this. He also Rav and Amru, Rabban Kamed Abai, Mishpet, Rabbi Yoichanan, the Kibla. He earned the name Rabbi Yoichanan, and he was Makabal. Omar, and then he said, Zakoi, Gamirta Lishmaita Mekara. I wish I would have heard in the name Rabbi Yoichanan earlier. Fakti Gamar, Vagamra, he knew the halacha. He had heard it from Rabbi Yirmiyah. What difference did it make? Or point is, he heard it now. Why did he feel like he wanted to hear it earlier? So the Gemara says, Nafkamina Ligirsa de Yankusa. Gears of the Yankasa, things that you learn when you're younger, you remember better, you retain it better. So Abaya said he wishes he would have heard this halacha in the name of Rav, that kafsa in zakakla, asa l'shtamesh l'oira, that psilus u'shmanim sh'amru chacham im madlikim ben b'shabes, madlikim ben b'chanukah, ben b'chol, ben b'shabes. He wished he would have known this when he was a youngster. Why? Because like this, it would have been Girsa de Yankusa, also known as Girsa de Yankusa. Says the Gemara, kafsa in zakakla, is it even possible to hold kafsa in zakakla? Meaning, you light the menorah, then it extinguishes. Then no worries. Right, the Gemara in the middle, I'll ask you a question. Mitzvah, so the mitzvah of Chanukah is mishatishka chamo. So what's the zman of Chanukah? Hanukkah. So when do you light Ner Hanukkah? So it's from when the sun sets. Until people stop dreimzich in the street. So the Gemara says, my love, doesn't this sound like how long the candles need to light? Meaning they need to be lit. Meaning, if something would happen to the fire, you would have to light it again. The Gemara says, loy, di loy adlik madlik. It means, this is the shear, this is the time when you're supposed to light the menorah. Once you light it, you're fine. But if you didn't light it, then this is the time when you're supposed to light it. V'inami, alternatively, l'shiura. How much oil you have to have? Meaning, how much oil do you have to have? What's the shear of the ner? So this is the shear of the ner. It has to be able to light. Mishatish kachama, achatich l'rego menashuk. Achatich l'rego menashuk. What is that? V'ad kama. What does that mean? When the last people start the until the curfew? Meaning, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Adekal Yorigla de Tarmudoi. So Rashi says that Tarmudoi was the shame of an ummah. And these people, what they would do is, they were opportunists from a business standpoint, and they would wait until it got dark outside, and they knew people needed fire. They needed fire for light. They needed fire for heat. And sometimes people would come home at night, they'd realize they didn't have wood. So they would go ahead and they would peddle wood. They would knock on people's doors. Are you low on wood? So when the ragle, the tamudai, when they stopped drinking zechin the gas, that's achatich l'ragel manashok. Once that time passes, it's already too late to light the menorah. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, mitzvah Chanukah. What exactly is the mitzvah of Chanukah? Ner ishu beisoy. So the mitzvah is every single house should have one ner. Rashi says, ner echad b'chol laila. Every night, you light one ner. V'ish v'chol b'nei b'esoy sagi lehu b'ner echad. One man and his whole family, they could all be yoytza with one candle. V'amahadrin, people that want to be mahadr, I mean, if you want to do the mitzvah a little bit better, then ner l'chol echad v'echad. Then what you should do is every night, you shouldn't just light one ner for the whole family, but for every member of the family, you should add a ner. So if there's five people in the family, five ners. If there's eight people in the family, eight ners. What about girls? What about babies? So we'll see a little bit more about that in tomorrow's daf. But for now, ner l'chol echad v'echad. V'amahadrin v'amahadrin. What if you want to do it the real proper way? So there it's already machlekes. B'shamay says, you're Misha Madlik Shmoina. The first day, you should light eight candles, poshet for every single member of the family. We'll see more about that. And then on the second day, you should light seven, the third day, six, the next day, five, four. Poiches v'hoilach. This is where that term comes from. And you should be poiches v'hoilach every day. Meaning the first day, eight, then you work your way down. On the eighth night of Hanukkah, you're going to be lighting one candle. Mesul says, Yoim rishin madlik achas, mikan ve'elach moist v'hoilach. Now you're supposed to light one the first day, two the second day, three the third day. Again, pashtis for every single member of the family. Says the Gemara, in other words, there's three ways that one can be yoytza the mitzvah of Chanukah. There's the Ikar Adin, there's the Mahadrin, and there's the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin. The Ikar Adin is Ner Yishu Beisai, one candle for every household. The Mahadrin is for every member of the household, one candle every single night. Doesn't matter if it's the first night Chanukah or the fifth night Chanukah. It's going to be one Ner for every single member of the family. The Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin, starts taking the night of Chanukah into account. So it's not just one Ner. It's not just a Ner for every member of the family. But it's determined on what night of Chanukah it is. How does that work? Machloig is b'sham b'sil. According to b'sham, you start with eight, you work your way down, you're poiches v'hoilach. According to b'sil, you start with one, you work your way up, you're moisich v'hoilach. Amar ula, ula said, pligi b'tru emma, rabbi, my rabbi. There was a machloig is amirom in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yitzhak, Abim, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rezvi, the Chalama, once a time, the b'sham, the reason b'sham holds that you're supposed to be poiches v'hoilach is kenege yom ha'nechnasim, because he said that you should commemorate the days that have yet to come yet. So the first night is 8 days haven't come yet. Wait, the second day it's seven. The time of the Beisilu, Kenegel Yom HaNayotzin, you're not supposed to be thinking in terms of the days that are coming, but rather you think of the days that have already passed. V'chadam, the other Amor said, time of the Beishamai has nothing to do with Yom HaNechnasin, Yom HaNayotzin, but rather it's Kenegel Porei Achar. On Sukkot, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were many, many karbonos were brought. A lot more karbonos were brought on Sukkot than were brought on other Yomim Toivim, and they were brought Kineged, the 70 nations, every nation got his carbon. That's what happened in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot. And the amount of carbonis depended on the day.
And the way it worked was, it was poiches v'hoilah. So you started with a lot, and then the next day was less, and less, less. Every day it was poiches v'hoilah. So Bishame said, just like you find the concept of poiches v'hoilah by the Pari Achag, so too there's an idea of poiches v'hoilah when it comes to Ner Chanukah as well. The time of the Beis Hillel, the Ma'ilah B'Kodesh, Ve'meri, the Beis Hillel says you always go up in Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. Ma'ilah B'Kodesh, you don't go 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You go 1 through 8. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chano, Omer Rabbi Yoichel, Shnei Skenim Hoi B'Tzidon. There were two Skenim in Tzidon. Echad Oseg Beis Shammai, one did like Beis Shammai, Echad Oseg Beis Hillel. And another one did like Beis Hillel. Then Nois and Tam Ludvar. The one gave his reason. He said, Keneged Pari Achag. He said, no, Pari Achag. That's why I hold like Beis Shammai. V'zeh Nois and Tam Ludvar. And he gave a reason for his Shita. And his reason was, the Mailin B'Kodesh V'Ei Mayridin. He felt that being that Mailin B'Kodesh V'Ei Mayridin, says for that reason, he did it like Beis Hillel. So what do you see from there? You see that they held that time of the Beis Shammai is related to Pari Achag, and time of the Beis Hillel is related to Mailim B'Kodesh Ve'ei Mayridin. Now, how's it possible that again you had a Zokin that was also Beis Shammai? I mean, this is the gift that keeps on giving. It keeps on coming up again and again and again. Now, the truth is, over here, the Bir Halacha brings us in Shulchan Aruch, and the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, says that it could be this was different. Because over here, they were discussing the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. The Iker Halacha of Chanukah is Ner Ish Ubeisai. All you have to do is you have to light one candle. Over here, they weren't lighting the Iker Din. They were discussing the Mahadrim and HaMahadrim. Says the Bir Halacha Chiddush, that maybe the Mahadrim and HaMahadrim, when it comes to Hiddur Mitzvah, then you're allowed to go like Beis Shammai. Meaning this, that we know that Halacha is always like Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai, B'mochem Beis Hillel, and Mishnei, and Reb Eliezer was Shamuti, because he was Mitami to Beis Shammai, and Reb Tarfon was Chayiv Misa, because he was Machma, like Beis Shammai, and the Rogach of Goyin's brilliant Vart, as it relates to Baruch HaCham HaRazim, because he went like Beis Shammai. That was Reb Chanina Breid Ravika. That's all when we're dealing with Halacha L'maisa. We're dealing with the Iker Hadin, but over here we're not dealing with the Iker Hadin. Over here, what we're dealing with is a Mahadrin or a Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Hiddur Mitzvah, there you're allowed to go like Beis Shammai. And being that for Hiddur Mitzvah, you're allowed to go like Beis Shammai, that's why this was different. Just one more Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Ner Chanukah Mitzvah La'nicha Al Pesach Beis. We're supposed to put your Ner Chanukah. You're supposed to put it Al Pesach Beis. You're supposed to put it by your front door, Mibachutz, on the outside. Let's say you don't really have a front door because you live on the second floor. So Manicha Bechaloy Nasmuch Lushus Arabin. Then you should put it by a window that's Samuch Lushus Arabin. Let's say it's dangerous. There was a sakon of some sorts, says the Gemara. Manichal shulchan v'daya. Then you don't put it outside. Rather, you leave it on your table v'daya, and you can be yoitzu with that. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Tzorich ner acheres lehishnamish loira." It's important that a person have another ner lehishnamish loira. Meaning, don't rely on the ner Chanukah to be your ner that you're going to use, but rather you have to have another ner. If you have a medura, you have a torch, like tzarech, the adam chashavu, if you're an adam chashav, so an adam chashav didn't use a torch, then afagaf ikka medura, even if you have a torch, tzarech ner acheres, still you'll need a ner acheres excel. Either way, so the daf that we just learned is an absolute epic daf. There's so much here. Hafoichba, vafoichba, dekulaba. It's very hard to pick and choose really what to talk about. But I think we'll go back to a classic raid that's come up over the years, but the aim based medrash beloy chiddush. And that is, the Gemara mentioned, mitzvah Chanukah is ner ish ubeisai. The ikur mitzvah of Chanukah is for every single household to have one ner. V'hamahadrin, ner l'chol echad v'echad. People that want to do the hiddur mitzvah, they don't want to just fulfill the bare minimum of a mitzvah Chanukah, but they want to do a hiddur mitzvah. So the way you could be mekayim mitzvahs ner Chanukah mahadrin, meaning behidur, is not just to light one candle every night, but for every night you should light one candle per the amount of members that you have in your family. Va'mahadrin mina mahadrin. What about mahadrin mina mahadrin? It was machloikis b'sham b'sol. What was b'sol shita? That's how we basket. B'sol shita is that not only should you light one candle, not only should you light a candle for every member of your family, but depending on what night it is, you should be moisich v'hoilich every single night, candles based on how many members there are in your family. So if you have three members in your family, then the first night of Chanukah, it's going to be three candles. The second night of Chanukah, it's going to be two for the three members. In other words, it's going to be six candles, etc., etc. It's going to be ner l'chol echad ve'echad, but taking into consideration what night of Chanukah it is, and being moisev v'hoilich. And this is, of course, what the Minig Yisrael is. And it's based on this Gemara that we just learned.
And the Ramah brings it in Hilchas Chanukah in Simen Tov Resh Ayin Aleph. The Ramah says, V'yesh oimrim d'chol echad mibnei habayis yadlik v'chein haminig pashit. And that's what the minig is, that every single member of every single household lights a menorah. Why is everybody lighting a menorah? Why can't one person just be yoytzeh, me mitzeh everybody else with the Ner Chanukah? It's because of this halacha. It's Mahajim and Amahajim. And Mahajim and Amahajim states that every single member of the family should light the menorah, and not just one Ner. The amount of Nerah is based on what night of Chanukah it is, taking into consideration Beisul, who says that you're supposed to be mitzeh v'hilch. Either way, that's the Ramah in Hilchas Chanukah, Simen Tofresh, Ayin Aleph, Siv Katan Beis. Seems very straightforward based on the way we learned the Gemara. Stating that, it's Yodua that the Beis Halevi in his Pirush Ala Torah. So the Beis Halevi Ala Torah has a whole arichos and parashas miketz about Chanukah, and it goes through a lot of the Gemaras that we just learned now and that we're going to learn in the next few days. And the Beis Halevi says that even though at first glance the Ramah seems to be taking away the minig from our Gemara, and it seems very straightforward, but really after further review, he says the Ramah's tzorichi in gadol, because the Ramah's makar is the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Hilchas Chanukah, sets up very, very nicely what the three levels of Ner Chanukah are. The Ikur Mitzvah, the Mahadrin, and the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin. Says the Rambam, Kama Neris u'madlik b'Chanukah. Mitzvah sashia kol bayis u'bayis, madlik ner echad. Bein shahoyu anshei abayis merubin, bein shaloi hoyuba, elo adam echad. Doesn't matter how many people are in the family, every night, one candle. Va mahadr, what's mahadrin? Madlik neris kiminyei anshei abayis, ner l'chol echad ve'echad, bein anoshim bein noshim. Rambam says, anoshim and noshim, by the way. Va mahadr, yes, there also. People that want to do even more, mahadrin, what the Gemara called mahadrin and amahadrin. Va oisem mitzvah min amufcher, madlik ner l'chol echad ve'echad, belayla. What you should do is you should light a ner l'chol echad ve'echad u'maisev v'hoylich b'chol layla v'layla ner echad. Seems very straightforward, right? Sounds exactly what the Ramah says. It sounds exactly what the minig is. Says the Beis Halevi, if you look carefully and you go through the Rambam a little bit more slowly, you'll realize there's one diyuk in the Rambam that is subtle, but it's very, very profound. And that is, the Rambam says, ha-mahadr es ha-mitzvah, someone that wants to do mahadrin, madlik neiros. When he's mekayim, his mitzvah, he shouldn't just light one ner, but he should be madlik neiros kemini anshei habayis. He should take into account how many people he has in his family, and that's how many neiros he should light. If you want to go mahadrin and ha-mahadrin, then what should you do? You should be madlik ner l'chol echad ve'echad b'lay. Then you should factor in how many people you have in your family, what night of Chanukah it is, and based on that, that should determine how many neiros you're going to light. The Rambam seems to say that you know who's supposed to light all the candles, even when you do mahadrin and amahadrin? It's all the madlik. It's all the balabayas. Whoever's designated to light the menorah, he shouldn't just like one. He should just take into consideration the members of his family. But rather, he should be madlik ner l'chol echad ve'echad, b'layla harishen u'maysev ha'oylich, b'chol layla v'layla ner echad. In other words, it's all the madlik. It's all the balabayas. It's not what the Ramah said. You know what the Ramah said? The Ramah said, V'yesh oimrim d'chol echad mibnei habayis yadlik. Every member of the family should light himself. V'chein haminik pashut, which is of course the minik. It's fake the Beis Halevi. Where did the Ramah get that from? That's not what the Rambam said. The Rambam said that the madlik himself is the one that's supposed to light. Meaning there's one person that lights. Me'echa teisi, 10 people should start lighting the menorah. Whoever lights the menorah, so he should be madlik kefi. How many members there are in the family? Fake the Beis Halevi. That the makar to this Ramah is for sure this Rambam, the way we explain the Gemara. There's another mahalach in the Gemara, but it's the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara, the way we just explained it. And the Rambam seems to say that the madlik himself is the one that's supposed to do all the lighting, not like the Ramah. Where did the Ramah get it from? That every single member of the family is supposed to go ahead and he's supposed to light by himself. And the Beis Halevi says it, Teretz. But it's Yidua that the Brisker Rav, Maron HaGriz, in his Sefer on the Rambam, said an unbelievable Teretz to answer this Rambam based on a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. And this Gemara in Masechta Shabbos is really a very important Gemara. We haven't spoken out this Gemara in years. And Hafoichba, Vafoichba, the Kulaba, and now that we're learning Shabbos, it's going to come up Be'ezus Hashem several times. I think it's a good Gemara to get. The Gemara says like this, Tan Rabbanan. The Gemara is discussing the mitzvah of Milah. Now, when the Moyel does Milah, so there are certain tzitzin, certain membranes that are ma'akiv as a Milah, that it's ma'akiv that the Moyel remove. And if the Moyel doesn't remove it, it's not considered a good Milah. There's certain aspects of Milah that are ma'akiv, and there's certain aspects of Milah that are not ma'akiv. Mila, Priya, and there's certain tzitzin that Chazal deemed are ma'akvin as a Mila. Those the Moyel has to remove. If he doesn't remove it, it's not Amila. Then there were tzitzin that were einon ma'akvinas amila, meaning it's lekatchila to remove it, and in fact there's an inyan of hider mitzvah zekeli ve'anveyu to do the mila in the nicest and most optimal way. But at the same time, if the mayo would do the bris mila and he wouldn't remove the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvinas amila, it wouldn't be ma'akiv. So the Brice is discussing these tzitzin. Tanu rabbanon hamol. Someone's doing bris mila mayo calls man shu oisik b'mila, as long as he's involved in the mila chayzer. He has to remove the tzitzin that are ma'akiv the mila, of course, and he also should remove the tzitzin that are not ma'akiv the mila. Pirish, if however he removed himself from the mila, meaning he wrapped up the baby, and then he realizes, oops, I forgot the tzitzin. So then the halach is, al tzitzin ma'akiv the mila, regarding the tzitzin that are ma'akiv the mila, chayze, you're supposed to go back for. Al tzitzin she ma'akiv the mila, ain't a chayze. But as relates to the tzitzin that are not ma'akiv the mila, for those tzitzin, you're not supposed to go back. So again, look at chila, you remove all the tzitzin. And when the Mayo is doing bris mila, he should remove the ones that are ma'akiv esamila, those he has to remove, and he should remove the ones that are not ma'akiv esamila, because even though they're not ma'akiv, but there's an inyan of hider mitzvah, so you certainly should remove them. Once, however, the Mayo goes away, he's Piresh, he stopped doing the mila, he wrapped up the baby, so to speak. So then, if he chaps that he didn't remove the tzitzin ma'akvinas amila, he has to go back. But if he realizes now that he didn't remove the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvinas amila, in a chayzer, he doesn't go back for that. Rashi, in the Masechta Shabbos, Taf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, says that this Braisa is referring to someone that's doing Bris Mila on Shabbos. Hamol, says Rashi, one word, B'Shabbos. Meaning, we're dealing with someone who's doing Bris Mila on Shabbos. And really, every Mila on Shabbos is a little bit of a B'dievet, because Mila involves Melecha Shabbos. It involves a Chilul Shabbos. And meaning it involves Chilul Shabbos, what gives you the right to do Mila on Shabbos? The Teretz is, B'yei Mashmini, you do Bris Mila even on Shabbos. But being that we're dealing with Shabbos, it's for that reason the halacha is that you're not allowed to go back for the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin esamila, because they're not ma'akiv. So if they're not ma'akiv, why should you go back for them on Shabbos? So while you're doing the bris mila, you can remove even the tzitzin she'ena ma'akiv esamila, which in and of itself is a tremendous chiddush, and that's some of what we're going to come back to when we learn through Masechta Shabbos, because there's a big yesod. You're really not supposed to do it, but while you're doing the mitzvah, then you could do it. But once you wrap up the baby, to go back for the tzitzin she'ena ma'akiv esamila, that's something you're not allowed to do. But says Rashi, let's say this wasn't Shabbos. Let's say this was a Tuesday morning. It was a weekday bris. Of course the mayo would go back even for the tzitzin she'ena ma'akiv esamila. Why not? Even if it's not ma'akiv, but there's no reason that in a chayzer that you shouldn't go back or that you can't go back. It's on Shabbos where the whole meal is a bit yevet. That's where this halacha is true. But during the week, there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to go back. As I state in Rashi, stating that the Rambam, when he brings this halacha in Yad Chazaka, the Rambam brings the Braisa, doesn't say one word about Shabbos. And all the achreinim amadayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam must have held that this halacha has nothing to do with Shabbos. Meaning it's true even during the week. If a mayel during the week realizes, after he finished doing the bris mila, oops, I forgot the tzitzin. So if it's the tzitzin amak for the samila, you go back. But if it's the tzitzin she'ena ma'akiv esamila, you don't go back, even during the week. And if that's the case, freak the Beis HaLevi. And this isn't Chelik Beis and Shailos HaTshuvas Beis HaLevi, Simim Em Zayin. What's Pshat in the Rambam? I don't understand. Why did the Rambam say this? Why did the Rambam hold that if you finish doing the Bris Mila, you don't go back for the Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akiv esamila? Bishlami, the way Rashi learned it's Shabbos. So you're dealing with Chilul Shabbos, that's why it's an issue. But the Rambam held it's not Shabbos. Even during the week, this halacha is true. So if this halacha is true, even during the week, so why is the halacha that you wouldn't go back for the Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akiv esamila? Says the Beis HaLevi, an unbelievable Yisoid. He says, because what's the inyan of removing the tzitzin she'ena ma'akiv esamila? They're not ma'akiv. So why are we removing it? It's because of hider mitzvah. It's because of zeh keli v'anveyo. Says the Beis HaLevi, hider mitzvah you could only be mekayim while you're doing the mitzvah. When you finish doing the mitzvah, at that point, you can't be mekayim hider mitzvah anymore. Imagine you go to shul, you take your dalad minim, and you mekayim your mitzvah, you shakal the lulav. Then you come home, and then afterwards, you go and you take your dalad minim, and you wrap them, you make them very, very nice. You're a day late and a dollar short. You did the mitzvah already. So once you did the mitzvah, vas past hider mitzvah. So says the Beis HaLevi, that's the way the Rambam understood this braisa. The Rambam held us has nothing to do with Shabbos. The braisa is teaching me halacha and hider the mitzvah. You want to take off that sits in Shainam Akvin as Amila, Ashrecha v'toivlach, Zekele v'anveil. There's something called hider mitzvah. But hider mitzvah you could only do while you're doing the mitzvah. Once the mile goes away from the bris milah, you're going to go back. Now you did the mitzvah already. It's too late. B'shas the milah, you could have done it. Ba'ifem huderes. But once you walked away from the mitzvah, at this point it's too late. If at this point it's too late, you can't do it anymore. What did Rashi hold? Rashi must have argued with this yesod. Rashi must have held that during the week you could go back for the tzitzin sheinam akvin es amilah. Because even though the tzitzin sheinam akvin es amilah is related to zekeli v'anveil, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be done b'shas you're doing the bris milah. So even if you did the bris milah and now you walked away from it and now it's already an hour later, you could still go back for the tzitzin sheinam akvin es amilah. In other words, we have a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, that b'raisa in Perek Reb Elezer d'milah, daf kuf lamed gimel amid beis, hamol kol zman shu oisik b'milah, whether it's talking about Shabbos or it's talking about b'chol. But really, it's not just a machlokes in Hilchas Shabbos. It's not just a machlokes in Hilchas Milah. It's a machlokes that really relates to understanding Hider Mitzvah. The Rambam understood Hider Mitzvah is an add-on to a mitzvah. You could only do it b'shasi doing the mitzvah, as opposed to Rashi, who understood that even after you finish doing the mitzvah, it's still possible to add on to the mitzvah that you did previously and to go add this piece of Hider Mitzvah. Said the Brisker Rav, Yesh Loimar, the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah in Perek Dalid, who says that you know who lights all the candles when you do Mahadrin or when you do Mahadrin and Amahadrin? It's the Madlik, it's all the Rambam Lashitasai. Because the Rambam holds that Hider Mitzvah has to be a chelik of the mitzvah. You can't add on Hider Mitzvah to a mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam said you only remove the tzitzin sheinam akvin es amilah even on a Tuesday while you're doing the bris milah. You can never go back to it. Just like the Rambam held that you have to do the Hider Mitzvah at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, the Rambam held the one that's doing the mitzvah has to be the one to do the Hider Mitzvah. You can't have Reuven do the Iker Mitzvah and then Shimon's going to do the Hider Mitzvah. Hider Mitzvah is merely a prat. It's an ancillary to a mitzvah. If you do the mitzvah, you can do the Hider Mitzvah. If you don't do the mitzvah, you can't do the Hider Mitzvah. That's why the Rambam Lashitasa said, you know who does the Mahadrin? You know who does the Mahadrin and a Mahadrin? It's not each member of the family. How could each member of the family do the Hider Mitzvah? If the Madlik was the only one that was Mekayim the Iker Mitzvah, because the Iker Mitzvah is just one candle, then obviously only he could be the one that's going to do the Hider Mitzvah. That's what the Rambam said. The Madlik himself starts figuring out how many candles he has to light, and he lights all the menorahs. That's the way it's supposed to be. The Beis HaLevi was Matmiya. How could the Rambam argue with a Rambam? Says the Brisker Rav, that you want to know the teretz to the Zaydus Kasha. You want to know why the Rama was able to argue with the Rambam. Because the Rama understood that this Rambam is totally really in a machlekes rishonim. It was all the Rambam Lishitasi, the way he learned the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. But we spoke out that Rashi had a different pshat of that Gemara. Rashi said that the Moil could go back for the tzitzin Sheinim Akvin as Amilah if it's a Tuesday. It's only on Shabbos it's an issue. But during the week it's not an issue, says the Brisker Rav. The Rama is also Lishitasi. Because if you take a look at the Raman Hilchas Mila and Simen Reish Samechei, as related to Tzitzin Sheim and Akvin as Amila, the Rama brings the halacha the way Rashi brought the halacha. He brings the Dafkim and Geyah Shabbos. It's not true, Bimay Sachoil. In other words, the Rama argued with this Yesoid. That is the basis for the Rambam Shita, and that's why the Shitasa in Hilchas Chanukah in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, he argued with the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchas Chanukah says the Brisker Rav is L'shitasa to what the Rambam said regarding Hamol Kol Zman Shu Oisik B'Milah, and the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph is L'shitasa to what he said in Yerudea. It's the Mireish Samechei. What do you mean? One is talking about Mila, one is dealing with Tzitzin She'enim Akvinas Amila, and one is talking about Chanukah. But this is the Ga'inus of the Brisker Rav. How the Torah complements itself and everything comes together. That's how the Rambam knew to argue with this Rambam. He had no Makar in Hilchas Chanukah to argue with the Rambam. You know where he had a Makar in Hilchas Shabbos? He had a Makar in Hilchas Milah. He knew that Rambam regarding Tzitzin Sheim Akvin as Amilah. He felt it was all the Rambam Lashitasai. If that's the Rambam Lashitasai, said the Rambam, this is going to be the Rambam Lashitasai. And that's why the Rambam had a places to argue. You know who argues with the Rambam? Rashi and Shabbos. Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. That's the first part. The second part of this is that the Beis HaLevi in that piece, in Chelik Beis, in Simen Mem Zayin, says that I have one ha'ara on all this raid, and that is that I'm taking for granted that if there's a yesoid that the only time you could be Mekayim mitzvah, hider mitzvah, is while you're doing the mitzvah, then it's pashut that once the Moel finishes doing the bris milah, there's no way he can go back later to do the tzitzin, she'en ma'akvin asamilah, and that's the way the Rambam understood the braisa in Shabbos, tafkuf lamed gimel lamed beis, because you do the milah, once you do the milah, it's too late. So just like if you come home with your dalad minim, you're going to start wrapping it and you're going to give it an eged, you'll be mekayim zekelim aveu, like the Gemara says in Sukkot Yud Gimel, it's too late. You were mekayim the mitzvah already. So if you're mekayim the mitzvah, what are you doing now zekelim aveu? Said the Beis Halevi, I'm taking for granted that this is probably the way it is by milah as well. So once the moel does the bris milah, at this point it's going to be too late. But says the Beis Halevi, I'm not sure. I'm a little insecure as it relates to milah. You know why? Says the Beis Halevi, it could be milah's different. Because ulam b'mila, said the Beis Halevi, it could be this two dinim to the mitzvah. Meaning, who says that after the moel does bris milah, at that point, there's no mitzvah's milah anymore? Yesh loymar, that although the maisa component of mitzvah's milah, that's nishlam, right after the bris, after benching, that's all done. But it could be there's another component to mitzvah's milah, and that is it could be a yid that's gemalit. Every single second that he's a mohel, he's being mekayim another mitzvah. Says the Beis Halevi, it could be mitzvah's milah is nimsheches ala adam kol yemei chayov. Umilvad ha-maisa atzma shel ha-milo, chaticha sa-orlo, tahavi mitzvah, oid zois nimshach lo-oila mitzvah al-Yisrael she-yi u-nimol. U-kamay she-kosov, the Pasuk says, v'hoye brisi bevsarchem levris oilom. What does it mean, bris oilom? Could be you always mekayim a mitzvah when you're a mohel. So said the Beis Halevi, it could be that milah is different anyways. Because it could be by milah, even if it's true there's a yisoy, that after you finish doing the mitzvah, you can't go back and add to the zekei levandeu, add the hiddur mitzvah. But maybe milah never finishes. Because although the maisa milah component finishes, but I think, says the Beis Halevi, it is a mitzvah for a yid to always be mohel. Every second that a yid is mohel, he's mekayim a mitzvah. So if he's mekayim a mitzvah, it's always considered the zman of the mitzvah. If it's always considered the zman of the mitzvah, you could always add on. When you finish dalad minim, you put it away, you're done. You're not doing the mitzvah anymore. It's a mitzvah that you did. It's not a mitzvah that you're doing. Milah's never over. So being that there's a mitzvah for a yid to be mohel, there's always a zekei levaveu to enhance the milah. Because it's a mitzvah nimsheches. If it's a mitzvah nimsheches, it could be by milah, this is going to be different. There's a tshuva from the pre-Yitzchak. So the pre-Yitzchak was Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, Rabbi Itzel Mipeterberg, the author of the Koich Vayar, the Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and we always speak out that even though he was known as one of the great Bali Musar, but unbeknownst, he was one of the Ga'ine Ga'ine Oilam in Europe during his lifetime. And he's the author of the Shailos Hatshuvos pre-Yitzchak. And in Chelik Beis of pre-Yitzchak, Simon Lamed, he sent a letter to none other than the Beis Halevi. And he begins by thanking the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, for sending him a copy of Chelik Beis of Beis Halevi. And he says, I have one comment, I have one ha'ara on Chelik Beis of Shailos Hatshuvos Beis Halevi. And his ha'ara is on this simon. It's on Simon Mem Zayin, where the Beis Halevi discusses this lumdis of Hiddur Mitzvah, adding on specifically this Shaila. Is Mila a mitzvah nimsheches? Or is Mila a one-time mitzvah? When a child is 8 days old, he gets the mitzvah Mila, but there's no mitzvah nimsheches. And in that piece, the Pri Yitzchak brings rayas this way, and it brings rayas that way. I think it's worth mentioning just some of his Shakla V'tariya. He says that I think you have a raya from the Gemara Masechtas Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. And this is well known. The Gemara says David HaMelech was running away from Shaul and he found himself in a base on Merchitz and he realized that he was Arum. So literally he wasn't wearing any clothing. But Chazal said that what he really was afraid of was that he was Arum in HaMitzvahs. And he thought that being that he was Arum in HaMitzvahs, because he wasn't wearing clothing, so maybe Shaul now can catch him. Maybe he's a little bit more vulnerable. But then he remembered that he has Bris Milah. He says, oh, I have Bris Milah? Now we got a Nechama. And the Reb Itzel Petterberger said, I don't understand this Gemara. He says, in fact, I never understood this Gemara. His David HaMelech was worried. Why was he worried? He didn't have any clothing. So he had no mitzvahs right now. You have no mitzvahs? Shaul, my protection is my mitzvahs. Who says Shaul's not going to be able to get me now? But then he read, oh, I have Mila. So I have Mila, now he got a Nechama. So he said, what kind of Nechama did he have from having Bris Mila? Bris Mila is a mitzvah that he did when he was 8 days old. His father Yishai was Machnes, David HaMelech, Vibrisa Shel Avram Avinu, Beitayu Bezmano, and then he had his Bris Mila. So if he had his Bris Mila, what kind of Nechama did he get? Elamai, he got Nechama because he once did a mitzvah? What, David HaMelech forgot that he had done mitzvahs? He was concerned because right now he didn't have a mitzvah. So if right now he didn't have a mitzvah, what was the Nechama Mila? Said Rabbi Itzel Petterberger, that like what the Rosh Hashiva is saying, Beis Halevi, the Volozhin Rosh Hashiva, he says, now I understand Pshat. He said, because you know why he had Simcha? He had Simcha because he was doing a mitzvah now. Because there's two dinim in mitzvah smila. There's the Maisa Mila that happens when you're 8 days old, and then there's the mitzvah nimsheches. And that's something that you had b'chol rega v'rega. And that's why he had Simcha. He had Simcha because it was a mitzvah nimsheches. He said, I have another raya maybe to the Rosh Hashiva. And that is in Parshas Vayechi. Everyone knows, in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, so Yaakov Avinu is dying, and he calls his son Yosef, who's king, and he's very influential, and he's powerful, and he tells him, you have to do me a favor. He's Vayoyim Eloi, he tells him, Emno Matzasi Chem Beinecha, Simna Yotcha Tachas Yurechi, Vasisa Emadi Chesed Ve'emes, I want you to swear, Al Nosik Bereini B'mitzrayim. But he prefaced it by telling him, Simna Yotcha Tachas Yurechi. Meaning, you should put your hand, tachas yurechi. Why? So Chazal say, Rashi brings in a chumash, because there's an idea that when a person makes a shvur de raisa, he's supposed to hold on to a chefet shal mitzvah. So the mila was a chefet shal mitzvah. I mean that it's a chefet shal mitzvah. He told him, simna yotcha tachas yurechi. Frank Rabitzala, Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu was noilad mahol. If Yaakov Avinu was noilad mahol, it means he never did bris mila. He was Noilad Mahol. Hatafas Dam Bris is not Milo Deiraisa. He was a Noilad Mahol. So if he was a Noilad Mahol, he said, why was this a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah? Sim no Yodcha Tachas Yurechi, because of a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. It wasn't a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. He never did Bris Milo with it. Said Rabitzel, but Loiter Rosh Hashiv, it's very good. He said, because it comes out, there's two dinam in Mitzvah's Milo. There's the Maisa, and then there's the Indian to be Mahol. Yaakov Avinu was Noilad Mahol, it means there was never a Maisa Milo. But the fact that he could be Mekayim the mitzvah, that he's a mole, he was Noilad Mahol. Why shouldn't he get that mitzvah? So it comes that it is a Chefetz Shal mitzvah. He was Mekayim a mitzvah. Not the first din, he was Mekayim the second din. If he was Mekayim the second din, that's why he can be Yoytzer with it. But then Rabitzel says, and I'm reading this tshuva out completely out of order. There's so much there. Hafeichba, hafeichba, the kulaba. But says Rabitzel, he says, but at the end of the day, I don't agree with the Rashiva. I disagree. Ulam, he says, achara iyun. After thinking about it, ein mokum klal l'svarazu. There's no mokum for the svara. All the lamdas, you can answer 17 kashas, it doesn't matter. I don't think it's true. Ein mokum klal l'svarazu. And then he says, I think from all the achroinim, it's mashma that way. And he says, not just that, I have a raya from a chsam soifer. This is what he says. He says, I have a raya from a chsam soifer. Excel. He said, what's his raya from the chsam soifer? So he says, that this is going to put everything that we learned this week, and it's all going to come together with a ribbon. We learned earlier in the week, the chiddush of the Tashbitz. The Tashbitz said that you're not allowed to do a mila shaloi bizmanoi on a Thursday. Why can't you do a mila shaloi bizmanoi on a Thursday? Because if you do it on a Thursday, it's going to come at the third day of mila is going to be on a Shabbos. And we know a child is considered a cholos she'esh b'sakana on the third day of the mila, on the shlishi l'mila. And you may put yourself in a situation where you're going to have no choice, mishum pekuach nefesh, to be mechalal Shabbos, to save this child's life. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you may be forced to be mechalal Shabbos, even for pekuach nefesh. That's a tajbis. How do I know that? I learned it from a Baal Amar. The Baal Amar is in the end of the first parak of Masech to Shabbos, where the halach is, Ema fliga besfini, you're not allowed to be on a sfina 3 days before Shabbos. And the Rishonim struggle to understand why. Says the Baal Amar, you know why? Because 3 days before Shabbos is called Erev Shabbos. Being that it's called Erev Shabbos, you're already achroy on Shabbos. You have to think about Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you can't do something where you know that maybe on Shabbos, you'll have to be mechal Shabbos mishum bikoach nefesh. A boat is a mokim sakana. Very often, you're forced to be mechal Shabbos on a boat. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what's the broader definition of Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you may not have a choice. So said the Tashbitz, if the Baal Amar said it about a boat, then he said it also about going with a caravan in a desert. The same is true for a Mila Shalei Bezmanai. You don't do a Mila Shalei Bezmanai on a Thursday. The Shach brings it in Reish Samach Vav at the very, very, very end of Vilchus Mila. And he asks a bunch of kashas. But the most obvious question that we spoke out, that he asks on the Tashbitz is that it's Keneged Gemara. Because the Gemara says that Vahani Mili, when is it true you're not allowed to go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos? Lidvar or Rishos. Aval Lidvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to. So if you're allowed to go Lidvar Mitzvah, so Freit the Shach, the Tashbiz is Sisrei Torah. What do you mean you can't do a Mila Shalei Bezmanai? His Makar is the Baal Amar, whose Makar is the Gemara, who clearly qualified that it's only true for Lidvar Rishos. It's not true for Lidvar Mitzvah. Says Rab Itzala Petterberger, I saw in the Sefer Ois Bris, who brings b'shem the chasam soifer, that the chasam soifer said a teretz to this kasha. He said, you know what pshat in the Tashbitz is? Pshat in the Tashbitz is pashat. He said, the only time the Gemara said you're allowed to put yourself in this situation for a dvar mitzvah is if it's a mitzvah that if you don't do now, you're going to miss out on. You can't make up the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, you can't won't be able to make up, then you're allowed to do this. So there's a boat, it's going to Eretz Yisrael. Back in the day, who knows if there'll ever be another flight to Eretz Yisrael. So that's when there's such a halacha. In mafligim besvino, to go to Eretz Yisrael, maybe even to walk Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, that's a dvar mitzvah. Then it's going to be okay. But if it's a mitzvah, you know you'll be able to do later. So that's pashit, that there's no such halacha. Says the Chassam Sofer, mila shaloi bezmanet. So you're not going to do the bris on Thursday. Let's say you're going to push it off until Sunday. So you'll do it on Sunday. It's not a mitzvah that you can't do. The Tashbish just said, don't do it Thursday. Donishtig. Okay, I can do it Friday maybe. And if not Friday, I can do it for sure Sunday. So it being that it's a mitzvah I will be able to do, so therefore it's not going to be a problem. That's what the Chassam Sofer said to say Pshat in the Tashbish. Says Rav Itzala. He said, but if the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yoshe Ber, is right, if the Beis HaLevi is gerecht, that there's two dinim in Mila, there's the Maisa Mila, the Chatichas Orla, and the Priya, and then there's a mitzvah to be a mohel. He said, what was the Chassam Sofer's teretz? The Chassam Sofer said a teretz, big deal, push off the Mila from Thursday to Sunday, you're not being doich in a mitzvah. Instead of doing it Thursday, I'll do it Sunday. You'll lose out on Zeriz and Makdim in the mitzvahs. What do you mean? You know what you're going to lose out on? You're going to lose out on the other mitzvah, the mitzvah to be a mohel. That's a mitzvah b'chol rega v'rega. You're going to lose Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Kodesh. You're going to miss 3 days of that mitzvah. That's a mitzvah that's a mu'uv v'sheinu yuchal liskoy. How are you making up that mitzvah? You have no way of making that up. The Chassam Sofer came with a blitz to answer the kasha on the Tashbitz. He said, Gevaldik, this is a mitzvah that you're not missing out on. It's just this reason makdim la mitzvah thing. Instead of doing it Thursday, you'll do it on Sunday. So there's no reason. What do you mean? I'm missing out. Imagine not putting on tefillin in 3 days. That's what happened. You missed 3 days of not being mohel. You missed Thursday, you missed Friday, and the Shabbos. That chelik in a mitzvah. Said Rabbi Itzala, the teretz is the Chassam Sofer didn't hold it in your side of the Beis HaLevi. Being that he didn't hold it in your side of the Beis HaLevi, that's why the him was a push the teretz. Either way, he says, even though there's so much geshmak array and there's so much bris Torah that you could say with this yesod of the Beis HaLevi, but at the same time he says, I think it's not emes, and he says, I have rayas from achronim that way, and one of them is the Chassam Sofer.